This is Senator Bob Dole. Liberals on Capitol Hill can't wait to sign an arms agreement with the Soviet Union, and that's the problem. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for 5 years you've attacked the president for demanding airtight verification of two nuclear test treaties with the Soviet Union. Now, just a few weeks after the president's policy of strength has brought the Soviets to the negotiating table in Geneva, your Democrat leadership wants to ram those treaties through the Senate and ask questions later. Unfortunately, they forgot one slight detail, verification. The president and the majority of the Senate wants to okay those treaties, but only with an ironclad agreement to monitor Soviet compliance. Ted, even the Democrat-controlled Foreign Relations Committee broke ranks with your leadership on this one. How about you, Ted?
Bob, let's tell the truth about those treaties. The Reagan record on arms control is appalling, and they deserve all the criticism that they've been getting. For 6 years, Congress has been pressing the White House to move forward, but the hardliners in the administration always called the shots. They'd rather escalate the arms race than negotiate an arms agreement. Last fall, the administration finally seemed to get the message. President Reagan pledged to submit two long-pending treaties for ratification, on condition that they not take effect until verification procedures are in place. We all agreed on that, Bob, but the administration broke its word by demanding unacceptable new conditions. Another opportunity for arms control was lost. Things are looking better in Geneva, Bob, but we've heard that song before. Irangate has temporarily knocked the hardliners out of the driver's seat. If Howard Baker can keep them out, we may get a decent treaty after all. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for the United States to take a stronger stand against the repressive dictatorship of General Pinochet in Chile. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the Pinochet military dictatorship in Chile is one of the most brutal regimes on earth. Death squads, torture, arrests, disappearances, the whole nine yards. In recent weeks, Pinochet himself has been implicated in a terrorist murder on the streets of Washington, D.C. If the administration won't act, Bob, Congress will. Let's end economic subsidies to Pinochet, including U.S. participation in World Bank loans, tariff preferences, and guarantees for American investment. And let's also cut off imports from the state-run Chilean copper industry. Economic sanctions have worked against other repressive regimes, and they can work against Chile, too. For once, Bob, stand up for democracy instead of cozying up to dictators.
Ted, it's very easy to condemn oppression. That is, when the oppression is from the extreme right. From the left, it's a different story for you. Even worse, your solutions usually make things worse. We both want an end to apartheid in South Africa, but your radical plan of disinvestment, trade embargoes, and all the rest would have made the sad situation worse. Even the more limited sanctions we have in place seem to be backfiring. Why do you reserve all of your hot rhetoric for oppression from the right? When it comes to dictators on the left, like Daniel Ortega and his crowd in Nicaragua, you just sit back and wring your hands about not interfering in their affairs or offending them. It's easy to posture, Ted. It's harder to act responsibly and to do something useful against the real oppression on the left and the right. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's Democrats just can't put a budget together unless, of course, it has that old liberal solution, tax hikes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and his buddies are driving right into budget gridlock. At this time, there's no Republican traffic cop to bail them out. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, I know you Democrats enjoy running the Senate, but along with the good times, you should at least try to address the country's problems. Last year, the Republican Senate produced a budget that really cut the deficit, as the law requires. But the Democrat leadership has fumbled the ball again. President Reagan has a budget that hits the Graham-Rudman target without new taxes. But your team is throwing a fit because Republicans will not agree to your call for tax increases. Ted, the president can't negotiate if your side won't put up any serious proposal on the table. even the Soviets in Geneva have been more forthcoming than some Democrats on the budget. Ted, let's get going, for America's sake.
Careful, Bob. Your right-wing friends won't take too kindly to your sudden praise for the Russians in Geneva. When it comes to the budget here at home, Bob, your team is hardly covering itself with glory. You've run up the biggest budget deficits in history, the worst trade deficits, and the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. It's a good thing Face Off isn't on TV, Bob, because you can't keep a straight face spouting that poppycock about the Reagan budget hitting the Graham Rudman target. You didn't even put the ball in play. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office exposed your financial gimmicks and phony accounting tricks. You missed the target by a mile, $26 billion to be exact. That's why the voters benched your team last November, Bob. There are no easy answers to the deficit, but at least the Democrats are writing a budget that's fair. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Navy's last-minute bid to jam two new aircraft carriers into this year's Pentagon budget. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Navy's eyes are bigger than its stomach. It wants to build two new aircraft carriers that even the Pentagon's bloated budget can't afford. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you're always blustering about government spending, but somehow you never ask the Pentagon to practice what you preach. Here's a good place to start. John Layman is retiring as Secretary of the Navy, and his farewell present is a surprise budget buster for Congress. He wants two new $7 billion aircraft carriers that will shortchange other Navy priorities. Even the top brass don't want them now. As recently as last December, the Navy didn't want these carriers until the mid-1990s. Now, all of a sudden, they pop up in this year's budget. John Layman and the other hardliners have overdone it. They can't believe the Pentagon's party is over. They've tucked one too many blockbusters into their budget wish list. Can't you see through that trick, Bob?
Ted, when it came time to answer Gaddafi terrorism, what do you think did the job? An American aircraft carrier. And when it comes time, each and every day, to keep the Soviet Navy in check around the world, what do you think is our trump card? American aircraft carriers. And those powerhouses look all the more important as Spain and the Philippines talk about closing down our military bases. You liberals are trying to look like Rambo these days with your PR campaign for beefed-up conventional forces. Well, here it is, Ted. Our carriers aren't guided missiles. They're conventional forces. I'm surprised by your broadside at the Navy. Just last month, you spent 2 days on one of our aircraft carriers. If you got a good night's sleep, it's because the U.S. Navy is keeping the peace. Don't pull the rug out from under them, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. The tragedy of Americans held hostage goes on. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Anniversaries are usually happy occasions, except when it marks another year of captivity for American hostages. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, March 16 was a sad day for America because it marked the tragic anniversary of the Beirut kidnapping of American journalist Terry Anderson. Now heading into his third year of captivity with the fanatics in Lebanon, Terry Anderson now bears the unfortunate distinction of being the longest-held American hostage. And that fact makes me say this. We will never forget him, nor will we ever rest until we bring Terry home. And the same goes for the remaining 25 hostages of all nationalities, including Anglican envoy Terry Waite. Ted, our prayers go out to these men and to their courageous families. We will not forget.
You are forgetting, Bob. You're ignoring one of the most important factors in the plight of Terry Anderson and the other hostages. The Reagan administration's arms for hostage deal that endangered their lives and encouraged the terrorists to take more hostages. The Iranians tied Oliver North's shoes together, Bob. Again and again, they cruelly dangled the hostages in front of the administration. Each time, the White House took the bait. Cap Weinberger and George Shultz looked the other way, while Colonel North and Admiral Poindexter foolishly coughed up more and more ransom payments of weapons for Iran. As soon as one American prisoner was released, another was taken hostage. We all condemn the terrorists, Bob. We pray for the release of Terry Anderson, Terry Waite, and the other courageous hostages in Lebanon. There are no easy answers, Bob, but there is no excuse for the shameful scandal that has further jeopardized their lives.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The battle is on to raise the minimum wage. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the minimum wage has been stuck at $3.35 an hour since the administration took office. In the past 6 years, it's lost 27% of its value to inflation. It's too low to keep millions of working families out of poverty. Now a drive is on to close the gap and make the minimum wage a living wage by boosting it to $4.65 an hour over the next 3 years. No one able and willing to hold a job should have to work for wages below the poverty line. A full-time job should never mean a lifetime of poverty. Business is crying wolf, but impartial studies prove that the increase will have no significant effect on unemployment or inflation. For 50 years, Republicans have railed against the minimum wage, Bob. Do you really want to make it 51?
Ted, your sympathy and good wishes for working Americans are a refreshing change. It's too bad you ignored their plight for the first 7 years of this decade. And I'm pleased you're worried about inflation. But where were you all those years when Democrat policies were pushing inflation into double digits and working people into the poorhouse? The truth is, the Reagan Revolution has really paid off for working America with tax cuts, lower unemployment, and tax reform, which took 6.5 million low-income wage earners off the tax rolls altogether. Ted, every nonpartisan study shows that hiking the minimum wage costs people jobs. When employers face cost increases, they take it out on part-time, inexperienced workers. That's a cruel blow for our young and minorities. Ted, we want to help these people, not hurt them. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for a new crackdown on drugs on the highways. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. No one, absolutely no one, has the right to take drugs when it endangers public safety. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the Senate Commerce Committee has done the right thing by moving to crack down on interstate bus and truck drivers and engineers and pilots who are under the influence of drugs. The traveling public puts their lives in the hands of others, and they deserve protection. Drinking, drugs, and driving are a lethal combination. It's time to get tough with a few drivers and pilots who have the problem. I've got to say it, Ted. Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole has demonstrated real leadership on this issue. If we can find the source of the trouble, we can isolate the problem. Let's work together to save lives on the ground and in the air. Ted, I think you're with me on this one.
Bullseye today, Bob. No one has the right to endanger the public safety anytime, anywhere, any place. But the bill you're touting leaves serious questions unresolved about the accuracy of the drug tests that would be required and the competence of the laboratories that would do the testing. As we're beginning to learn, horror stories are the rule, not the exception, in this emerging industry. The tests themselves are often unreliable, and too many cheapo tests are on the market. The last thing we need is a blank check from Congress for fly-by-night laboratories with astronomical error rates. One lab recently turned up with an error rate of 100%. They got every sample wrong. The pending legislation is on the right track, Bob, but it needs a closer look. We can protect the public safety without forcing workers to risk their jobs because of sloppy labs, faulty tests, or a careless Congress. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on new data showing the country turning to the Democratic Party for leadership on the issues. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. For the first time in the Reagan years, Democrats are back out in front in public support on issues before the country. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, once again, the country is turning to Democrats for leadership. The latest Harris poll ranks Democrats ahead on 10 out of 12 key issues in foreign and domestic policy. That's a complete reversal from 2 years ago when Republicans led on almost every issue. Iran scam has something to do with the turnaround, Bob. We all remember how President Reagan used to say, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Boy, was he right. The country is tired of Republican failures on the economy, and Democrats have the edge on other vital issues. Arms control, jobs, limits on military spending, civil rights, helping the elderly and the poor, and protecting the environment. I know, Bob, you don't believe in polls, but it must get lonely on the campaign trail, talking to yourself to keep your spirit up.
Thanks for the memories, Ted. I know you're praying we can turn back the clock and make big-spending liberal Democrats popular again. But back to the future isn't what the American people have in mind. Face it, Ted, voter attitudes have a lot to do with how candidates campaigned in the last election. And in all the races I know about, Democrats ran as Reaganites. They promoted family values, fiscal restraint, low taxes, and a strong defense. But it looks like you sold the voters a bill of goods. Just look at what your Democrat leadership is doing. Calling for tax hikes, gutting defense, dodging the balanced budget, and kicking President Reagan. Ted, you can fool yourself, but you can't fool the American people. They'll remember in 1988. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Kremlin continues its tough stance on Soviet Jews looking for freedom, even in the face of family tragedies. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for the Kremlin to prove it wants to turn over a new leaf by letting Soviet Jews emigrate to freedom. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you and I don't see eye to eye when it comes to dealing with the Soviet Union, but that won't stop us from fighting for the thousands of Soviet Jews who want to leave the USSR but cannot. As part of the Kremlin's new openness PR campaign, a trickle of Soviet Jews have been allowed to emigrate. But 400,000 remain, including Benjamin Charney, who's dying of cancer and desperately wants to spend his final days with his brother in the United States. A Boston hospital has even volunteered its services, but the Kremlin doesn't seem to care. That's why I've called on the Soviet Union to let Leon Charney go, and why I've urged George Shultz to raise this tragic case when he meets with Soviet officials next month.
Bob, you're right, but you set your sights too low. Winds of Soviet change are stirring. It's far from clear how long they'll last. But they've already produced the highest rate of emigration for Soviet Jews since 1981. 400 received permission to leave in March. Our hearts go out to Benjamin Charney and the other cancer patients whose lives are hanging by a thread and who are desperately seeking permission to leave for treatment in the United States or pay a last visit to loved ones in Israel or other lands. I, too, have called on Soviet leader Gorbachev to let Benjamin Charney go. I've also urged the release of 7 other cancer patients we know about. Sophia Brave, Elizabeth Gishis, Fayina Kogan, David Zolonitsky, Shayna Schwartz, Mariana Simitova, and Edward Ehrlich. Their courage is an example to the world, Bob, a candle of hope in the darkness of Soviet oppression. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted and the liberals get some cold water in the face. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, in your euphoria over the Iran-Contra affair, you probably put your fingers in your ears when one expert tried to tell you the celebration was premature. And here's what the expert said, and I quote, "The Democratic Party has never been weaker and the trends more alarming," end of quote. He went on to talk about the major problems you Democrats have with the American people. No economic message, weakness on defense and national security, and no blueprint for the future. Ted, the expert who's telling it like it is, isn't a Republican. He's Pat Caddell, one of your top Democratic consultants. And he says it looks like another Republican in the White House in 1988, unless you liberals can pull off a miracle and do an about-face. Ted, the new Democrat Congress promised leadership, but so far, all they've given the American people is a sinking ship.
Bob, I know you're trying to be the Republican you're talking about in the White House in 1988, but don't hold your breath. You can be sure that Democrats are taking that expert advice to heart and putting it to good use. No one thinks the Rand scam means a free ride for Democrats in the next election. The issues will make the difference, from nuclear arms control to the economy to our vision of the future. Well before a Rand scam, people were saying that the Reagan Revolution was running on empty. Second-term blues, no new ideas, too much complacency, willing to beat dead horses such as Contra Aid, and harsh policies such as cutbacks in Social Security and intransigence on civil rights. Besides, Bob, from what I hear, the Dole campaign isn't exactly a model of effective organization. If you can't organize a campaign, Bob, how can you run a country?
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Are the Soviets really looking for an arms agreement, or is it the old propaganda shell game? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I know you never met a Soviet arms proposal you didn't like, but can't you for once admit that Uncle Sam just might be at risk if we sign first and ask questions later? Now, some of your liberals swallowed the Kremlin's phony concessions about removing SDI from an agreement on intermediate-range missiles in Europe. In fact, that was something the Soviets had agreed to do 2 years ago, until Gorbachev reneged at the Iceland summit. And now you're blaming the president because he's insisting on verification and equality in missile power, and because he's not impressed that the Soviets have removed an obstacle, SDI, that they put there in the first place. Ted, this president will never sign an agreement that leaves us in an inferior military position, no matter how fast Gorbachev moves the shells around.
Bob, you're so anxious to escalate the arms race that arms control isn't even in your dictionary. 6 years in power, Bob, and the White House has failed to bring home any agreement banning even a single Soviet weapon. Tough on the Soviets, Bob? Nonsense. You're the best friend the Soviet military ever had. You're also a soft touch for every U.S. defense contractor with greed in his eye and a nose for Star Wars. The last thing we need is a weapons race in outer space. We stopped that in 1972 when President Nixon negotiated the ABM Treaty. Now you want to tear up the treaty and pour billions into Star Wars. On missiles in Europe, Gorbachev has surprised everyone, including you, Bob, by accepting President Reagan's original proposal, lock, stock, and barrel. Why do you want to squirm out of that agreement, Bob? Can't you ever take yes for an answer?
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The highway bill deserved to pass because the president vetoed the bill for the wrong reasons. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Congress and the president have just been through a bruising and unnecessary confrontation on the veto of the highway bill. On the merits, the legislation passed muster. Cry pork all you want, Bob, but you're only crying wolf because the bill clearly came within the budget target. Your own Republican colleague from Idaho led the effort to override the veto, rebutting White House arguments like Roger Clemens mowing down the Little League. The bill was vetoed because it happened to be on the president's desk when he needed a fight with Congress to prove that he is still president. A major highway bill of vast importance to the nation should not be lost because the president's foreign policy collapsed around him, and fortunately, it wasn't.
Ted, the president caught you exceeding the spending limit. Unfortunately, your pork barrel express was going so fast, even a brick wall couldn't stop it. But the taxpayers, they're the ones who will be paying for your $88 billion highway bill, know that President Reagan was fighting for them. They know the president's veto was sustained by the Senate, fair and square, but that a slick procedural maneuver by the Democrats forced a re-vote and gave your leadership time to work over the lone Democrat who voted with the president. And the scheme worked, and the vote was changed. Ted, the president's no lame duck. He ran all the way up to Capitol Hill to battle the big spenders. Just wait till he gets his hands on your tax and tax budget. No doubt about it, Ronald Reagan is still the people's choice. This is Senator Bob Dole. The communists on our doorstep escalate their attack on democracy, and an American pays with his life. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Communist rebels have killed an American advisor in a surprise attack on El Salvador. Are Ted's liberals getting the message? In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the communists in Central America have once again showed us their brand of democracy, terrorism, guerrilla warfare, and murder. Last week, 800 communist rebels attacked a military base in El Salvador. One American advisor was killed. It's an all-out effort to bring down democratically elected governments like El Salvador. And while you liberals block aid to Central American freedom fighters, Havana and Moscow are pouring in big weapons and big bucks. We don't want another Vietnam, Ted. That's why we need to help our friends now. I'm not bailing out on freedom and our Central American neighbors.
Bob, for a guy who doesn't want another Vietnam, you're sure heading that way in a handbasket in Nicaragua. U.S. military aid to the Contras is an invitation to deeper involvement of U.S. forces and wider war in all of Central America. And for a guy who likes freedom, Bob, you have a strange idea of freedom fighters. The Contras have little support in the United States, Bob, and even less in Nicaragua. The reason is clear. They're not freedom fighters. They're common criminals who specialize in terrorist attacks on health clinics and innocent civilians when they're not smuggling drugs to North America and ripping off Oliver North. Meanwhile, the Sandinistas blame everything on Uncle Sam and quietly escalate their pressure on El Salvador and other countries in the region. I support our policy on El Salvador, Bob, but your policy on the Contras is only making the job more difficult. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Reagan administration's disgraceful record on coal mine safety. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration has been negligent on mine safety, and coal miners are paying with their lives. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, bipartisan congressional hearings have revealed the administration's shocking abdication of responsibility on coal mine safety. Safety inspectors testified about repeated orders from political superiors to cut corners on safety, falsify reports, water down criminal charges, and cozy up to mine operators. One official rubber-stamped a defective ventilation system that killed 13 miners in Tennessee, then covered up his action and reduced the company's penalty. Even today, 5 years later, the agency is still trying to palm off regulations that cater to mine operators and endanger miners. Now the agency has a new director, and under pressure from Congress, he's promising to shape up. The tragedy, Bob, is that so many coal miners have been killed and maimed because anti-regulation ideologues in the administration refuse to obey the law on coal mine safety.
Ted, no doubt about it, there have been some terrible problems, and I'm pleased the administration has stepped in to see that reform is on the way. I'm also pleased that as Labor Committee Chairman, you're following up on the lead of your Republican predecessor, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. He opened hearings on mine safety when you were still in the minority. Labor Secretary Bill Brock also deserves real credit for appointing that energetic new agency director you spoke of. But you're misguided on one point, Ted. Your call for more big government bureaucracy is only slowing down what all of us want to do. Speed mine safety reform to the people who need it the most, the courageous men and women who work underground. For their sake, let's cut through politics and red tape, and let's do it together. This is Senator Bob Dole. A Senate tragedy reminds us it's not too late to help prevent heart attacks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. If you want to prevent a heart attack, one good way is to reduce your cholesterol level. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's a shame that tragedy sometimes is the only way to shake us into action. But that's the case with the recent death of our good friend and colleague, Senator Ed Zirinsky of Nebraska. Ed died from a heart attack last month, but he spent his last days on Capitol Hill trying to warn the nation that fatty diets are bad news. With a cholesterol level in the high-risk range, Ed authored the bill that established National Know Your Cholesterol Week. The sad irony is that Ed Zirinsky didn't live to see it. If you want to hear about a profile in courage, this one is it. Help me honor this courageous man, Ted, by getting the word out. Lower cholesterols mean lower risk.
You sound like you're practicing medicine without a license, Bob, but I'm in anyway. Cholesterol kills, and the faster the word gets out, the more lives will be saved. We all mourn Senator Ed Zirinsky's untimely death, but thanks to his insight and his commitment, the word is getting out. People should know their cholesterol level as well as they know their temperature. It's a simple test that any clinic can perform. If your level's over 265, you have four times greater risk of heart disease than someone with a level below 190. For every 1% you reduce your cholesterol, you reduce your chance of heart attack by 2%. The three major risk factors for heart disease can all be changed: smoking, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. A few simple modifications in diet can substantially reduce the risk of heart disease. And believe me, Bob, I know something about diets. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the best way to stop the nuclear arms race. Stop testing new weapons. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.